And welcome back on KX104. Tristan Winder, pleased to be joined by the one and only Cassidy Pope. Cassidy, I'm a big fan of yours. I saw you at Nebraska Land Days a couple years ago, and you just put on an amazing show, and you've really grown as an artist in the meantime. So quite the honor to have you joining us here, and all as you get ready to come here to the great state of Nebraska once again.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on here, Cassidy. And once again, you're coming to Nebraska, the Comstock Windmill Festival, this Friday, tomorrow. So you're really gearing up for that, and I'm sure you're pretty excited to be back here in Nebraska.
I am. Yeah, I actually got to play the festival a few years ago, which was amazing, and I just love the atmosphere. I love that it's in this big, open, beautiful field, and the house where all of our dressing rooms are is really, really cool, and they cook us home-cooked meals, so I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm actually doing the national anthem tonight for the Royals and Tigers game, so I'll be taking the bus in tomorrow morning for the show.
Awesome. Awfully exciting things happening for you, especially with the recent release of your single, If My Heart Had a Heart. We've been playing it quite a bit here on KX104, and you can tell it's one of those songs that has some meaning to the artist. Tell us what that
definitely
song means to you.
Well, thanks for playing it. but yeah, it's a very personal song. I went through a breakup in 2017, and it wasn't just, you know, with the person I was dating. I also split from my label, my publishing company, my management, and it was just kind of a big purge for me that year, and it was really difficult. I sort of felt really alone, and I had experienced a lot of, self-discovery, and it was a transformative year for me, but you know, the whole inspiration for the song is when you go through things, you can't trick your heart into feeling something it doesn't. And you can't tell it to not be sad or tell it to not be happy or hopeful or whatever it may be. So that's what the song's about. And it's been really cool to see people relating to it and telling me their stories.
And it's a true country, I don't want to say ballad because it's a little bit about some heartache, but it's a true country slow song too. And that's refreshing to see in today's world.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's definitely a nod to what country music does best, and I think it's really good at tapping into real emotions and telling real stories from perspectives of people that have been through life. So, yeah, I appreciate you saying that.
And I know that your fans are very excited to have you here in Nebraska, and you've been out touring, seeing a lot of your fans as well.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I got to tour with Maren Morris on her Girl the World tour earlier this year, and which was amazing because she's a good friend, but I'm also just a fan. And then I got to headline the CMT Next Women of Country tour here in the United States, and also I took it to the UK for their first time, bringing that tour over there. So that was incredible. And I'm just bopping around this summer, doing some festivals and putting together a possible tour for the fall. So I'm staying busy.
The camaraderie in the country music world is just amazing to watch. We've had superstars in the country music world, guys like Jason Aldean, come out and say it's so easy to do collaborations in the country music industry, and I'm sure that you would agree with that. You and Maren Morris out on the road touring, I'm sure that you guys had some fun playing some music together and just enjoying different venues together as you toured the U.S.
Yeah, definitely. We love to take any chance we can get to collaborate. You know, we all love what we do and creating music, and I am an actual fan of all of my peers. So, we're really excited to play a bunch of festivals together this summer, and we're all, you know, scheming of ways to collaborate and get on the stage together. So, yeah, we're excited, and we take any chance we can get to collaborate for sure.
We have Cassidy Pope joining us here on the KX104 phone lines. Pleased to have her here joining us on the air and have her coming to the Comstock Windmill Festival this Friday. You're making your return to Comstock, and like you mentioned, something that you look forward to coming back to because that venue is just such a unique place to perform.
Yeah, it is, and it really stands out in my memory. We play a lot of festivals that sort of blur together, but that one for sure is a highlight, so we're excited.
Now, Cassidy, of course, you have the If My Heart Had a Heart that recently came out. I'm sure that you're always working on new music and always have that inspiration hitting you, but is there any other releases that you have coming out down the road?
Yeah, so I'm still promoting my record. It came out in February. It's called Stages, and I just released a lyric video for one of the songs called FYI that the fans are really loving and streaming a lot, and I just thought I wanted to give that song its own moment, so I put a lyric video together. It's very 90s inspired, so I'm really proud of that. And yeah, I'm just continuing to write through all of these experiences I've been having this year, and whatever the project is going to be down the road, it'll just be sort of an extension of what I've been through over the last few years, and you know, where I am more recently.
Anything else you want to add today, Cassidy?
I'm excited to come out and see you guys, and it'll be a fun time playing a lot of new songs, but also some old ones as well, and I hope that people have a great time.
Now, if folks want to get more information about you as an artist, Cassidy, or maybe download some of your music, how can they do so?
Well, I'm on all the digital platforms, and if you want to keep up with me and updates or anything like that, I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and it's all of those accounts are just my name, and make sure it's the blue check mark, because there's a lot of people that are trying to pretend to be all of us artists, so make sure you check for the check mark, and you should be able to get everything you need there.
Cassidy Pope joining us here. Cassidy, we appreciate your time, and safe travels to you. Enjoy the baseball game tonight, and we look forward to seeing you at Comstock tomorrow.
Thank you so much.